This is Pastor Bill Woods up in Sun Valley, Arizona, reminding you that summer is about to start. It starts tomorrow on Saturday, June 20th. And I'm so thankful that it doesn't promise to be as hot as it used to be when I lived in Phoenix. Also on Sunday, June 21st, is Father's Day. And that's what I wanted to pay attention to today, was Father's Day. And I want to read to you a poem entitled The Bridge Builder, and dedicate it to the fathers. This is written by Will Allen Drumgoole. It says, an old man going alone highway came at the evening cold and gray to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fear for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end at the ending of day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build this bridge at the evening tide? The builder lifted up his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said, there followed after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building this bridge for him. You know, I think a lot of times that we as dads, if you're a dad, I think that we forget our responsibility. And one day we're going to have to answer to God for things that we should have done and could have done and neglected. I know a lot of dads are just too selfish to be a good dad. They want to, they hardly ever grow up themselves. They want to keep on with their hobbies. They want to keep on running around doing the things that they want to do, forgetting that they've got in their home young people that are needing an example to follow. You know, when a child is born, the first God that that child has is mom and dad. Can build a foundation of that child. If most of your morals and most of those kind of things are established by the time a child is 4 years old. And I just think it's so important that dads realize their responsibility. There's too many homes without a dad there to help change and mold and fashion a child to go the direction the child needs to go. I was watching television late last night, and I was watching Tombstone Territory, and it had a story about a young man that had gone bad. He had gone out. He had been killing some people. He killed an old miner and stole his gold from him and all. And he came to his home, and his mother was trying to defend him on the things that he had done, only to find out that this young man had been out killing people. And her response was, what could I have done differently? What did I do that was so horrible that made him turn out the way he did? You know, I think this is important that we stop and we surround our decisions with prayer. We try to know Christ in a personal way and point our young people to Jesus Christ. It's going to solve a lot of problems in their lives. I know that people say, well, they need to have some kind of a fling or something. No, they really don't. They need to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I just came back a few minutes ago from trying to visit a fellow in the jail up here in Holbrook. He's a friend of mine, and somehow, I don't know, went off the deep end last weekend and got himself in jail. And I think what a pitiful thing it is. He's got a little 3-year-old daughter, and he's got a wife that now he probably will not see for quite a long time. And what a shame that he wasted these opportunities to raise this little girl and to know right from wrong and to be the kind of husband he needed to be for his wife. You know, I've always said the best gift that a father can give to a kid is to love their mom with all his heart, to treat her with respect, to teach that child honor and respect. And I think that along with that, probably just as important, it sets the ground for this, I think that a father should show them about Jesus Christ and and bring forth the idea that Christ has got a plan of salvation for them that they need to accept. You know, our kids are going to spend eternity somewhere. Either it's going to be with Jesus Christ or it's going to be in hell. And it's going to last forever. And I don't think there's anybody that really wants to go to hell, but we don't want to submit to Jesus Christ right now. We don't want to say to him, I'm sorry for my sins. I want you to come into my life. Because so many people are afraid they're going to miss the fun that life might still have. I'll let you know, sin may be fun for a season, but when that season is over, there's no fun involved at all. You know, I want to tell you, not only will your kids spend eternity someplace, but you will too. And so you need to make proper decisions. And I want to know, are you living for Jesus now? Are you leading your family in the right direction? Have you let them know how important it is that they accept Jesus Christ as their Savior? Are you providing bridges for them when they get to places where there's going to be temptation, where there's going to be things that might trip them up? Just like the poem said, are you building a bridge across the chasms so that they will be able to cross over safely? Now, I know the poem talked about an old man. And some of you are saying, well, I'm just a young man and I've got a lot of life ahead of me. Well, let me tell you this. I'm an old man now. I remember not so awfully long ago when I was a young man, you'd be surprised how quickly the years pass and how all of a sudden you wake up and you say, man, I'm not a kid anymore. I can't do the things I used to do. A friend of mine up around in Salem, Oregon has said before, well, I'm not the man I used to be and probably never was. And that's kind of where I feel half the time is I'm not the man I used to be. I can't lift the things I used to lift. I don't have the stamina that I used to have. But I'll tell you what, I'm so glad I accepted Christ as my Savior while I was still a young man and that I've tried to raise my family to know Christ as their Savior. You know, a lot of you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. And I would tell you the most important decision you'll make for yourself, for your family, for anybody else that's looking on, is to confess your sins to Jesus Christ, repent of those sins. Repentance means that you're sorry for the fact that you've broken God's laws, that you've broken his heart with the way you rebelled against him. It's saying, I'm sorry, Lord, and I want to change my life. I want to turn around 180 degrees and start living for Jesus Christ. And so with that, you say, Father, please forgive me for my sins. I realize Jesus Christ died that I might be able to go to heaven. And I want you, Father, to put me as part of your family. I accept Christ as my Savior. I want to live for him and do his will. And I want you to know this will be the nicest Father's Day you've ever had if you find Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you start to live for him. And I want you to know also that your kids will be eternally grateful for the fact that you took the steps and took the time to teach them about the Lord. We're living in some very, very difficult days. And I want you to know, too, that things are going to get worse. We're looking towards things like the mark of the beast and all these things that are mentioned in Revelation, the persecution that's coming. In fact, a lot of places in the world, there's persecution now. They probably think they're in the tribulation now. But I want you to know, we need to bolster our faith. We need to build ourselves up with the Lord. We need to build our families up and teach them the right direction to go and then trust God to take us through because Jesus said, he'd never leave us or forsake us. Let me pray with you. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for being our Savior. Thank you for providing a plan of salvation whereby if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you that we have the prospect of heaven and help us, Lord, that we will take seriously what you've done and the obligations we have to reciprocate with your love. We love you today, and we want to accept you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, Lord, forgive me, come into my life, help me to live for you, then I want you to know you're a brand new person. Jesus Christ, if you really repented, if you really meant it, Jesus Christ has forgiven your sins. And if you really meant that you were sorry for your sins, he's written in your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. Don't forget your responsibilities. May God be very close to you. And we'll talk to you later. Amen.